produce.
Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero off of Del Rio Road has some great deals April 8th through the 21st. Boneless pork loin chops for $1.99 a pound and crisp sweet Fuji apples for only 79 cents a pound. Check out the three-piece fish and chips in the service deli for only $5.99 each. And black bean and edamame salad for $7.99 a pound. In the butcher department, they have top sirloin steaks for $7.99 a pound and fresh chicken tenders for $3.99 a pound and pork tenderloin for only $3.99 a pound. $5 Tuesdays and Thursdays are here, April 14th and April 21st. Eggo 24-pack for only $5. Fresh baked muffins for $5. Best yet, 24-pack of drinking water for $5. And on Thursday, April 9th and April 16th, check out the Brown Cow Yogurt, 5 for $5. $5 Thursday gives you 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast. Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
And rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
It was a close one at Madison Square Garden between the Knicks and the Celtics.
Brunson right wing. Crossover. Finds Hart left wing. Another three. Another make. Josh Hart with the dagger. 15 seconds left. They lead by six. And this place is going berserk.
You heard it all on the Knicks radio network. They defeated the Celtics 112-106. Hart ended with 26 points. The Rockets have won 8 in a row after taking down the 76ers 113-102. Kevin Durant, 29 points. LeBron James had 26 points and 11 assists as the Lakers outscored the Warriors 119-103. In men's college hoops, Michigan and star point guard Elliot Cadeau have agreed to a deal for him to return for his senior year. In the NHL, the Penguins have clinched a spot in the Stanley Cup playoffs after defeating the Devils 5-2, and the Avalanche have claimed the President's Trophy after topping the Flames 3-1.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
The savings are warming up at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. 20% off Wrangler men's and women's Pearl Snap shirts. Wolverine boots 20% off. And at D&J, you'll find rattlesnake-proof gaiters and chaps, along with all the camping gear, including tents and sleeping bags and all the accessories. Don't forget, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, April 10th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles resident announces campaign for a city District 2 seat. Collision on Cuesta Grade involving a military vehicle and semi-truck. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. A second candidate has announced they'll be running for the Paso Robles City Council District 2 seat, currently occupied by Councilmember Chris Bausch. Michael Massey announced he'll run for the seat in November. Massey said his platform will be centered on housing, industry, infrastructure, and accountability. Massey's website for his campaign said, District 2 deserves a council member who shows up, listens, and puts our neighborhood first. This isn't about politics, it's about getting real things done for the people who live here. Massey has listed further details of his four campaign promises on his website as well, citing that housing is the most pressing issue in our area because it directly impacts affordability, economic stability, and the ability of people to live and thrive in the community they serve. Robert Simone is currently the only other candidate who has filed for District 2. Councilmember Chris Bausch has not yet announced a re-election campaign. The city of Paso Robles announced the playground and a section of the downtown city park on the north side of the Carnegie Library will be closed Wednesday, April 15th. The closure is for the removal of a beehive. A qualified beekeeper will safely relocate the hive away from the public, and the surrounding area will remain closed for the rest of the day to allow for any remaining bees to disperse. The city recognizes the importance of the natural environment, including local plants and animals, and has carefully evaluated the best course of action for this beehive removal, a release says. Collision between military vehicle and semi-truck on quest to grade. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today, 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. A traffic collision on the Cuesta Grade brought the southbound 101 traffic to a halt at about 2:30 p.m. CHP says a red semi-truck and military-grade Humvee were involved in the incident. The military vehicle is facing the wrong way in the right-hand lane, and the semi-truck went through a guardrail into an embankment alongside the highway. CHP reports minor injuries from the collision. The number 3 lane was closed to allow crews to work. Traffic was backed up for several hours, starting at TV Tower Road on the grade. The Atascadero Police Department reported that a collision on Santa Barbara Road resulted in its closure Thursday morning. Atascadero Police said in a Facebook post at about 9:20 a.m. that eastbound traffic on Santa Barbara Road at El Camino Real was closed as a result of an accident. Atascadero Police did not release any further details about the collision. The road was reopened later that morning. The Atascadero Chamber of Commerce's Junior CEO program will be holding its exclusive one-day event this Sunday, April 12th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Sunken Gardens. The kids of the Junior CEO program are offered an education course on the basics of starting their own businesses, offered by the Atascadero Chamber of Commerce. The chamber invites community members to go out and support the future of innovation, business, and leadership in the community with over 60 booths with products available. The event will occur rain or shine. Templeton CSD will be holding a Clutter to Cash community-wide yard sale Saturday, April 25th, starting at 8 a.m. Residents of the Templeton CSD can register their yard sale for free online to Monday, April 20th. Registered addresses will be compiled into a shopping map, making it easier for buyers to find sales. Official maps will be available starting Friday, April 24th at noon online. Printed copies can also be found at the Templeton CSD office, Recreation Department office, Templeton Market and Deli, Templeton Donuts, and Upscale Resale. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Rockies 7-3. The Athletics shut out the Yankees 1-0. Tonight, the Angels will face the Reds. The Athletics will go against the Mets. The Giants will face the Orioles. The Padres will go against the Rockies. Dodgers will face the Rangers. The Yankees will go against the Rays. In the NBA yesterday, the Lakers beat the Warriors 119-103. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Suns. The Kings will go against the Warriors. The Clippers will face the Trailblazers. In California news, deputies in Tulare County were serving an eviction notice to a 60-year-old man yesterday when the man opened fire on them. One was fatally shot. The man then barricaded himself inside the home for several hours before attempting to leave through the yards of nearby homes. A SWAT team drove an armored car into the yard where he was laying on the ground. He continued to fire his rifle. The SWAT team drove the car over the man, killing him. Attorney General Rob Bonta has filed charges against 21 suspects of a major hospice fraud scheme that defrauded California of $267 million. Five were arrested after 10 different locations were searched in California. Gubernatorial candidate Eric Swalwell has denied accusations levied against him about having inappropriate relations with female staffers just weeks until the primary election is underway. His campaign has denied these claims previously, but this is the first time he responded publicly. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. In areas where soil compaction is a concern, some farmers say tillage can actually be helpful to keep fields productive. But tillage comes at a cost of time, fuel, soil health, and equipment. Instead, Quentin Keneally says he began experimenting with cover crops as one way to address compaction on his farm.
It's one hard part about my area. We're so flat and we get a lot of compaction, so we do have to break it up. But that's why I started cover cropping a couple of years ago when we had the unfortunate event of flood. It just seemed like a good opportunity to incorporate cover crops into the operation and see if we could actually get away from some of this tillage and make a healthier, more nutrient-dense crop.
And Keneally says the early results have been promising.
In the first year, the agronomist really liked it. Seems like it's really soaking up. The ground's like a sponge. It's soft underneath. And then we got a decent crop off the ground. So that's always a positive, just with all the extra inputs of drilling a cover crop and terminating cover crop, I was kind of worried about the ROI on it. Haven't totally broke it down yet. Still kind of early, but seems like a good route. I only did it on a quarter of my acre, so it's not something you just jump into, being that uncertain how it works down here. And it's a little more common in the hills because you fight erosion and stuff like that. But down here, it's mainly just compaction and flood stuff.
That's Nebraska farmer Quentin Keneally.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.
Brookside Christian Academy in Atascadero, formerly known as North County Christian, is having their first annual Spring Gala on May 8th at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion. Let's support this wonderful school that is providing our children with a Christian classical education and spiritual discipline, and the tools to master academic skills while pursuing the truth. The Brookside Academy Gala theme is Let Goodness Grow. Please buy your tickets or make a donation at brooksideacademy.com.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California dairy farmers have faced new challenges in recent years as they work to beef up their sustainability practices. About a decade ago, the state passed the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act and legislation setting a target to reduce livestock methane emissions by 40% of 2013 levels by 2030. The reality of implementation is right here, right now. California Department of Food and Agriculture Secretary Karen Ross said last month at the annual California Dairy Sustainability Summit in Visalia. The event focused on connecting dairy farmers with tools to save water and reduce methane emissions and other ways to make their operations more sustainable amid changing state requirements. Speakers said reaching California's sustainability targets will be challenging, but there's hope in the progress they made. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smock and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with low 50s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy early tomorrow, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Extended forecast is showers on Saturday night into Sunday morning, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday, partly cloudy Wednesday and Thursday, sunny on Friday next week. Low 60s Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, low 70s Tuesday, mid-70s Wednesday and Thursday, 77 a week from today. Currently, it is 55 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Consumer sentiment plunged this month. The University of Michigan's reading slumped to 47.6, the lowest level since the U of M has been doing the survey. Economists were expecting it to come in at 52, though those surveyed see current conditions holding up for now. Expectations for the future decline, and they see inflation rising in the next year. Investors are monitoring the latest developments in the Iran conflict following an update on inflation that was not as severe as predicted. The consumer price index rose 0.9% last month, a big jump. For the year ending in March, prices were up 3.3%, though core CPI, excluding food and energy, was only slightly higher than the month before at 2.6%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Here comes the sun. Here Sun.
The Central Coast Sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it's Kenny and Darsha, or Darsha and Kenny, with Open Mic Friday. Tomorrow morning, 6:05, it's Pure Country. Then Diane will be in for the Country Store, Wheeling and Dealing, I'll get that. And Jimmy's in, of course, Take Care of Your Vehicles. Then Jukebox Saturday night starts at 7 with Gary Brill. All right, we have Freedom of Speech coming up shortly.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. On April 13, 1866, the Old West's least likely looking and acting head of a bandit gang was born. His name was Robert Leroy Parker. This mild-mannered gang leader's story is coming right up. Parker was born in Utah and spent his childhood near Circleville, Utah, a hangout for outlaws. As a young person, Bob Parker befriended an outlaw by the name of Mike Cassidy. Mike Cassidy taught Bob how to shoot. He also took Bob with him on some of his cattle rustling ventures. Bob Parker, along with Mike Cassidy, stole a few horses and robbed a bank or two. Bob also had some legitimate jobs. He worked for a while as a butcher in Rock Springs, Wyoming. As Robert Leroy Parker was getting into trouble, he assumed an alias. His last name came from his early friend Mike Cassidy. He picked up his first name while a butcher in Rock Springs. Butch Cassidy and his partner, the Sundance Kid, also an alias, the result of his spending time in jail in Sundance, Wyoming, were lost in history until a movie starring Paul Newman and Robert Redford was released. Although the real Butch Cassidy didn't look anything like Paul Newman, he had the same happy-go-lucky attitude that Paul Newman portrayed. Although he was 5 foot 9 inches tall and was known for clowning around, he had the ability to rule a gang of bad desperados known as the Wild Bunch. The biggest controversy concerning Butch Cassidy was portrayed at the end of the movie. Although tradition says that Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid died in Bolivia, Robert Leroy Parker's family maintains he returned to the United States, purchased a ranch, and lived there until he died in 1937. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online, DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Things are growing, and Blakes Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, reminds you it's time to get your yard in shape. We're talking sunshine, spring planting, and green lawns. Get prepared with a trip to Blake's for all your fertilizer, seeds, and gardening supplies. You'll also find all the drip irrigation products you need at Blake's. They're ready right now to answer your questions and show you the variety of drip irrigation systems, water-saving sprinklers, and the newest in water-saving technology. Plus, they have all the little parts you need to set up a drip irrigation system that will keep your yard green all through summer. And don't forget yard cleanup. Blake's True Value has rakes, shovels, hoes, trowels, weed eaters, and pruning tools. Everything you'll need to keep your yard in shape. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center. 1701 Riverside, Paso Robles, open every day.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Templeton CSD will be holding a Clutter to Cash community-wide yard sale Saturday, April 25th, starting at 8 a.m. Residents of the Templeton CSD can register their yard sale for free online due Monday, April 20th. Registered addresses will be compiled into a shopping map available April 24th, online and at various locations in person. A second candidate has announced they'll be running for the Paso Robles City Council District 2 seat, currently occupied by Councilmember Chris Bausch. Michael Massey announced he'll run for the seat with a platform centered on housing, industry, infrastructure, and accountability. Robert Simone is the only other candidate who has filed for District 2. Councilmember Bausch has not yet announced a re-election campaign. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly to mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s, it's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Vice President J.D. Vance telling Iran to slow your roll.
If they're going to try to play us, then they're going to find that the negotiating team is not that receptive.
It's just before flying to Pakistan for peace talks with Iran, adding,
we're looking forward to the negotiation. I think it's going to be positive. We'll, of course, see.
J.D. Vance says that the president gave them clear guidelines. We understand that to mean that the U.S. needs to go in there and tell Iran no enrichment, period. That is what we have heard from White House officials. We don't even really know what the format is yet. They had indirect talks last time. These will be TBD.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz are being forced to pay a toll to Iran. That from an Israeli intelligence official telling Fox News. And consumer prices rising in March due to the war in Iran. That from a key indicator, the Consumer Price Index released earlier today. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Wine Country Theater presents, and the winner is, a very funny modern-day morality tale that spoofs Hollywood and all of our crazy ambitions. Tyler Jones, a self-obsessed movie star, is finally nominated for an Oscar, but dies the night before the awards. Can he negotiate a return to Earth for the big night? Wine Country Theaters, and the winner is, April 10th through 26th. For tickets, go to winecountrytheater.org, winecountrytheater.org.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Cloudy and for the most part this throughout the day. Highs in the mid-60s. Now we're up to about a 40% chance of showers this evening into Saturday morning. Overnight lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. Cloudy for the most part on Saturday with highs in the low 60s. And later on Saturday into Sunday, we could get some of that wet stuff, and that's now, let's see, 70, 80% chance. And Sunday's highs will be in the low 60s, then some clouds, mid-60s Monday. Sunny, low 70s Monday, mid-70s Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 8 up and down, 6:37 a.m., 7:32 p.m. We're at 56. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like a doggy doors built right in. All right, once again, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it's Darcy and Kenny. Open Mic Friday. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL. Join us. Okay, Mr. Chris.
Yes?
Explain to me and others, since you are the resident expert on this.
Allegedly.
Well, have some confidence. All right, you ready?
Ready.
Explain exactly what a chatbot is.
Exactly what it is.
Exactly what chatbots are.
Well, I'm going to struggle a little bit with that because I don't use one myself. But, I mean, I guess the best way I can put it is it's like you're having a conversation with a robot through text.
So there's a site that you go. Is there many chatbot sites?
Yeah. The one that I can think of at the top of my head is just ChatGPT.
So you go, or somebody goes onto this site, which is marked favorite on their device, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
And then they do what? They start asking questions or just, hi, how are you doing today?
I mean, that's an option. See, I don't know exactly because I've never used one before. I know that some people just use it as a way to get information as if they're doing a Google search. Other people do have conversations with it, but I don't really know how they set that up. I can only assume they like tell it to do that in advance, or there are some chatbots that are more specifically designed for that. But again, never used one before.
Okay, so then chatbots, that's part of all part of AI.
Yes, that much I know.
Okay. Well, there seems to be an increase of Gen Z's letting chatbots handle some life-altering decisions for them. And that in some cases, not all, that, and this is not just for that generation, but in others, they're more comfortable with with the chatbot preference. So they're using them instead of having human interaction, correct?
In some cases, yeah.
Okay. According to this, about 64% of U.S. teens ages 13 to 17 use chatbots, with roughly 3 in 10 using them daily. Consumers strongly prefer non-human chatbots, and in some cases it's for embarrassment factor. And included in that is they feel less judged. And many of the teens surveyed said chatbots are faster than people, making them a preferred source for quick information. Well, if this is true, what it said here, life-altering decisions, I'm not sure that a faster response is always the best. Now, you have the 18 to 24 is more favorable towards customer service bots compared to older. 55 and older is only 7%. Oh, boy. All right. So, once again, folks, and people often choose chatbots for the sensitive questions, as I mentioned, as you know, some may be embarrassing. Mental health support and just to avoid social stigma. And they are effective for routine tasks such as recording products, tracking shipping, or quick questions and answers. And anyway, that's what's going on, folks. That's what's going on in many people's worlds. All right, let's see here. On the email, do you find this claim to be valid? The sad reality is that Republicans are nowhere near as committed to saving America as Democrats are destroying it. Okay, thank you for that email. Appreciate it. 238-5775-238-KPRL. Regarding anything, whether it has to do with the people that maybe that are running for office. And according to at least the source I got, that the candidate for mayor, Bill Britton, is a retired CIO for Cal Poly, also current chair of the city's Airport Advisory Commission. And then Mike Massey, who is running in the second district, is a real estate agent. And again, according to this reliable source, both campaigns are being influenced by Sharon Rodin. So would that have an influence on those of you who will be able to vote in the districts? You know, you get the mayor and then you have the district vote. So that'll be up to you, because if they're influenced, that it does sway people's opinions. It does sway people's opinions. At least what I saw on the website for this Massey guy is that his endorsements are from Jordan Cunningham, Ian Parkinson, and Dee Lacy. And again, that's according to, it's on his website. That's Michael Massey, M-A-S-S-E-Y. So it'll be up to you to decide when that when it comes up. So good luck with that. Good luck with that. All righty, let's see here, as we did yesterday.
Anything interesting that's here's a question. The information regarding this hospice fraud scheme, the $267 million, can anybody tell me how or why government doesn't do a better job of monitoring money? We've seen in almost all departments here in the state of California, from the unemployment fiasco during COVID to others, that money just poof, it goes. Now, isn't there a control mechanism or some kind of suspicion that's raised on, hey, wait a minute, this seems like a lot? Or is there any follow through regarding when, you know, how these scheme or these fraudsters do this? And, you know, we'll see, because I saw Bonta. He was on, I think, Laura Ingraham last night, and he was talking, and I kept thinking about that. Well, how does this amount of money happen? Is there no steps or anything in place? Because we know of the billions of dollars in government fraud, that's across the United States. And I realize because the government's so big, you probably can't stop all of it. But that seems like a heck of a lot of money to just... I'm from. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So I'm just responding to this last request about having government monitor money a little better. And all I can say to that is, when you can vote yourself a pay raise, when you can decide you're worth more, and you can influence... whoever, you know, hands out the checks that is our tax money, and you're saying, I'm worth more money, and therefore I am going to put myself in for a raise, that tells you that there is no monitoring the money. When do we ever hear about looking at budgeting? You know, what was it, the CBO or Congressional Budget Office? You don't ever hear them talk about budgeting money. The money is flying in and out so fast, they don't pay any attention to our money. It's just that they need more money. And then, like we've always said before, you could give them twice the amount of money that they're taking in now, and it will never be enough.
Well, frustrating. The government can monitor our money through how we bank. Correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So they don't know, or they don't think that probably every government program there's fraud involved? And I'm not exaggerating by saying every.
We have a situation where the money is stolen from the American public in more ways than you can imagine. Inflation is one of the best examples of how they steal your money. Inflation is the government printing more money than is backed by money, and therefore they're stealing your money. Every money you've already earned has just been stolen from you because it's been inflated. It's just, they've got numerous ways to take your money. Numerous ways. Well, and I guess you just get lulled into this. It's like you're on a drug and you can't fight it. You can't fight it.
Well, okay. I want to go back to the banking for a second, because I think it's that, not every transaction is audited, but certainly financial institutions, I think that they have to report the cash transactions of over $10,000 and any suspicious activity. Now, when you hear the numbers of millions and billions of dollars in fraud totaled around the country, it's hard for me to believe that nobody is seeing this or raising an eyebrow and saying, wait a minute, what's going on here? Or is it just accepted? You know, like some businesses, they build in a cost because they know there's going to be theft.
Well, just like I said in my first statement, you know, when our county supervisor, he hadn't been in there a few months, he decided that he needed a bigger paycheck and was able to do that. There's something really wrong with that.
Well,
any which way you look at it.
No, I agree with you, but I go directly back to the people. The people to demand, they need to demand that changes. And for whatever reason, they don't want to. And I certainly know why no elected official would do that. So it's up to the people to force them to say, we want this changed.
You know, I've thought about this a number of times, and you think we have a lot of intelligent voters, and we have a lot of idiots that vote. And when I call them idiots, maybe they're not idiots, because those people that vote for those particular individuals, they're being paid. They're basically bought. They're bought and paid for, because you're getting government subsistence, government subsidies. They're getting money from the government, and therefore they will vote whatever that politician wants. And that's what we get on a regular basis. So when we say, hey, the American voter is really smart, well, yeah, he is, but he's been bought.
Okay.
And I thought that was against the law, because it's basically as plain as your face is that these voters are being bought.
Well, we know that, but here's something else. With the, I don't see the outrage overall, and not just in this fraud in California, but across the country from the general public. And I thought is it because it's not their money directly? You know, it's not like somebody stole their wallet. This is money that is taken from them, but they don't really see it, because, you know, it's taxable. But the other thing I thought of is maybe, just maybe, because so many people are getting from the government, i.e. the taxpayers, that they don't even want to raise anything about it, because they may be afraid that whatever they may be, whether it's, say, lied on their forms or whatever, that they'll get caught.
You know, I think the momentum has caught up with the Democrat Party in terms of their fear of not being reelected, because of the fact that look at how the Biden administration opened our borders to having immigration come in at such a rate. And they just first thing they want to do is give them the censor to make them part of the voting block of that particular area that they go into, and then they want to give them citizenship rights to vote. That's the Democrat Party basically knowing that they're in so much trouble from the way that they have bought so many votes that they don't have enough at this point, and they have to have illegally immigrating people coming into our country so they'll vote Democrat. They're the most despicable. They're the closest thing to the Communist Party in America that we could possibly get, because they are socialists. And the only thing they lack from being communist is the political power that they really want to make you do whatever they want. And they've come close to that already.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, because many Democrats, you know, they're the self-appointed intellectuals of this country. Why would they want America to be socialist or communist?
You know, I've heard people say, and it might be true, that power is better than sex. You've got people that, once they get a hold of that political power, controlling the masses with that kind of power is just so addictive that you can't let go of it. You know, anytime you have anyone go into Washington or any seat of power, they want to stay there. Or well, if they don't want to stay there, they want to move up to a higher position.
Yeah, but the people that are following them, don't they realize they're not going to be the leaders? You're going to have to continue to follow them, and they're going to make things worse for you. Why can't people understand that?
You know, I think the term that Stalin used was useful idiots. So basically, you get these people that support certain politicians, but then eventually that politician is like a wild beast and he turns on his rider. And no, they don't see that. The ride is too exciting, you know, for them to think about the danger at the time. But that's what you have. You've got people that support these ideologies, and basically the Democrat Party is just this idea that because they're the elites, they know what's good for you, and they'll force it down your throat whether you want it or not. That's why we've got people today saying, well, I'm not a boy anymore, I'm a girl, and I'm not a girl anymore, I'm a boy. And it just goes on and on with this.
Well, okay, so let me ask you a question as we're running out of time here. Is it any different than if we take it to the local level of somebody telling me how I have to use my water?
That's a control thing. There again, it's all everything is motivated by money, and they are definitely motivated by money. And well, we're back to the question you had in the very beginning, you know? I mean, is there any monitoring? No, there isn't. They can never get enough.
Well, again, I do this often, but it makes the most sense to me. It's up to the people to get off their rear ends and demand.
We got homeless people that are voting on a regular basis, you know? In fact, they vote probably more than once.
Yeah. Wow.
They've spent billions of dollars to try to solve this homeless problem. All it's done is grown because actually it served the Democrat Party. Anytime you turn around, you know, you see this corruption. It's like you feel helpless at a certain point. It's like you're being given this drug that you know is killing you and you can't fight against it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I appreciate your phone call.
Thank you.
All right, here on the text. Okay, ChatGPT. Ask ChatGPT, I have to wash my car. The car wash is 1/10 of a mile away. Is it better to walk or drive? The chat answer is to walk. Well, you got to take your car there. And AI and chatbot is supposed to take over the world. It lacks common sense, like many Americans lately. Okay, the California politicians are so arrogant they believe all the business regulations are beneficial to workers. Well, again, I can't keep track of all the figures, but several months ago I brought up analysis on the rules and regulations and how much it costs. Businesses, particularly small businesses, just in the state of California, and it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars. And what are the results? More rules and regulations. More rules and regulations. That's what we continue to get. All right. Let's see here. Anything on today in history? The former first, not former Beatle dies of aneurysm. Stu Sutcliffe was the bass guitarist for the Beatles before they became famous. He died this day in 1962. And from what I've read over the years, that John Lennon was extremely upset about losing his friend.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Atascadero Chamber of Commerce's Junior CEO Program will be holding its exclusive one-day event this Sunday, April 12th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Sunken Gardens. Over 60 booths with products will be on display from the Junior CEO Program, and the Chamber invites members to go out and support the future of innovation, business, and leadership. A traffic collision on the Cuesta Grade brought southbound 101 to a halt at about 2:30 p.m. yesterday. A red semi-truck and military-grade Humvee were involved in the incident. Traffic backed up for several hours. Minor injuries were reported. Details of these and other stories coming up.
Cloudy today, then partly cloudy in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Darsha and Kenny with Open Mic Friday. Tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country. Then Diane on the Country Store. Jimmy's in, going to help you take care of your cars. And with any issues or problems, Gary Brill on the jukebox. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.